Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
In East Palestine, Ohio, people have returned to their homes after that huge train derailment 10 days ago. But things don't end there. Authorities have found more potentially dangerous chemicals in the toxic spill after the derailment and fire. And that leaves a lot of people wondering about the safety of their air and water. Let's get the latest from Julie Grant. She's managing editor for the Allegheny Front in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, just across the state lines from where the train derailed. Hi, Julie.
Hi there.
So we've heard about more chemicals the derailed train was carrying that are present in this spill. What are you learning?
Yeah, so of the roughly 150 train cars that derailed, about 20 were listed as carrying hazardous materials. The U.S. EPA sent a letter to the railroad company Norfolk Southern documenting contaminants that could have been released into the environment, including three that had not previously been reported. Last week, we heard about butyl acrylate and especially vinyl chloride. That's the one that led to the mandatory evacuation. And now the EPA says it's found ethyl hexyl acrylate. That's a carcinogen that can cause burning on the skin and in the eyes, coughing and shortness of breath. And it's found isobutylene, which can make people dizzy and drowsy. EPA said they found chemicals in nearby creeks and streams and also observed it entering storm drains.
I mean, I imagine people are really concerned about these. What are officials saying?
Well, officials have been saying that the air is safe. EPA said it continued to monitor, and since the fire went out last week, it had not detected any levels of concern in the community that can be attributed to the incident. Residents, as you mentioned, got the announcement late last week that they could return home, although many were still worried. More than 400 have requested indoor air monitoring at their homes. And at last count over the weekend, about half of those had been completed. EPA said it found no indoor detections of chemicals of concern.
Okay. You know, there's also concern downstream on the Ohio River from this derailment. Some of the water authorities in West Virginia are concerned about chemicals getting into water sources. What's the latest there?
Yeah, well, communities along the Ohio River have a water monitoring system, and last week they were told to increase the frequency of that testing. One city, the city of Weirton, detected butyl acrylate in the river, but it was able to, quote, manipulate the water sources, and the chemical did not affect drinking water sent to residents. It is kind of unclear if that contamination came from this derailment. And then yesterday, the utility West Virginia American Water said that while there hasn't been any change in the water it takes in from the Ohio River, it's going to install a secondary water intake just in case there's a need to switch to an alternate water source.
All right. Thank you, Julie. And we should note that the EPA is considering whether the rail carrier Norfolk Southern may be held liable for the spill. Julie Grant is the Allegheny Front's representative managing editor. Thank you for your time.
You're welcome.